Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So Little Victories, a positive spin on your day. What's your little victory, DZ?
My little victory is that I'm not drinking water here today.
Why?
I told you why. I feel weird about it.
Dude.
I've been feeling weird about it, and now I feel like, you know, the weirdness is confirmed, so I'm just going to avoid it.
So that's kind of a... not a victory.
It is a victory.
Why? Where's the victory because in the fact that you're not drinking it?
We still got an option as far as being able to drink something. And I got me a little pink lemonade Spindrift, which I've never had. It's a little sparkling water. It actually ain't bad.
I don't know.
I ain't mad at it.
I am not a sparkling water girl. I'll drink it if it's around, but I'd rather just have tap water all day.
Oh, and it's around, you so know, I'm going to drink that.
Or should I say filtered tap water?
Yeah,
thank filtered, you very much.
Filtered tap water would be preferred,
yeah,
but I'll drink what I got.
Our water in the back is questionable. Nobody really cares, so I don't blame you.
And you know me with my GI issues, so I'm like, maybe there's something there. And you brought up a good point yesterday, said give it 2 days, you know, try it for a week, try not drinking the water. And I'm like, you know what? I think I might.
I mean,
I almost got water today, and then I remembered what you said. And I said, you became one of my voices in my head.
I did. I can really haunt you and become one of the voices in your head if you like.
I heard you go,
my
no.
Children.
Stop drinking it for a couple days. And I went, you know what? Yeah. I think I might stop drinking it for a couple days.
Well, you stop drinking it over the weekend, so you have already technically stopped drinking it, but I would do it for more and see, because I don't think it's the water.
We'll see.
I know you want it to be the water.
Well, we'll see.
It's
you're the one that gave me the idea.
You know what? You're right. I like my idea.
Yeah.
It's going to be the water.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is I'm wearing my brand new sweatshirt from Potawatomi, and I already got coffee on it. But the good news is I don't think anyone can tell.
It won't show. It's brown.
It's a brown sweatshirt.
Coffee brown at that, too. I love it. A little latte, if you will.
So, thank you, Potawatomi. Not an ad, but they have their own clothing. I didn't even know they have a clothing line.
I had no clue.
So now I got my Potawatomi sweatshirt and I spilled coffee, but it's okay because it's brown.
You can't tell.
Little victories. I'm still winning and it's only 6.
Dubs, baby. Let's go.
Oh, good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. How's it going? It's Ali and DZ.
How we feeling? Wepa, big wepa.
It's Thursday. We were just talking about how tomorrow's Friday. I said to DZ, I'm like, oh my God, tomorrow's already Friday. What is going on?
There's too much to do and a lot to coordinate,
dog. Dude, the weekend is creeping up on us.
Yeah.
us.
Not
big
for real.
Time. But I did promise everybody yesterday on the show, if you listened, great. If you didn't, listen back to the podcast, because every day we put the entire show music-free, just the whole entire show up in one chunk on our Odyssey app. It also goes up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
If you hate music, yeah, you could just listen to us talk the whole time. That's fine, too. We don't mind.
I don't know if you like us. I mean, thank you. Thank you. You like me more than my kids. I appreciate that.
You like us more than we like ourselves.
My
we
kids don't think I'm this cool, but thank you.
Anyway,
I said I was going to tell you why Owen got a detention.
Yeah, what
right?
happened? What happened?
And so I said, I'll tell you tomorrow on the show. And so yesterday, I picked up Owen from his detention at 3:40 because he had to stay an hour after school.
That boy.
And it just started a whole core memory. So it's going to be involved with the question of the day today.
What's the word?
Are you ready to get into the question of the day?
I mean, it only feels right.
Come on. Did you ever get a detention? Tell
me?
The truth.
Me.
I had lots of detentions.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, I had detentions.
Because when I told people Owen had a detention in eighth grade, they all laughed and went, of course he does. And I went, excuse me, I'm going to crash out on you.
Don't say,
of course he does.
This is an apple tree situation,
rude.
Allie.
Yeah, but I got good grades, but I skipped school once in a blue moon and got a detention or did stupid things like I shouldn't have done.
Does Owen get bad grades?
No, he gets great grades.
Okay, so now we're at that cusp where he might start doing some of them side quests you used to start doing too. Uh-huh. Miss good grades over there, but skipped every once in a blue moon. Yeah, giving ideas. Yeah.
All right, fine. Let's get into the question of the day, and I'll tell you the whole story.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so we're talking about core memories of getting in trouble because Owen served his detention yesterday, everybody.
He did his time.
So what did he do? He was... had an unexcused absence from one class. Now, he's in eighth grade, so they switch classes every hour.
He was skipping school.
So that's what I thought. So then when I picked him up, and I was like, why do you have an unexcused absence? And
he goes,
well, I was in math. I was supposed to be in flex, which is like their study hall. He goes, I was supposed to be in flex or band or whatever it is. But I had to go to my math teacher. And my flex teacher didn't know I was supposed to be with my math teacher. So then I got marked unexcused and absent. I go, well, so then why didn't you just tell the math teacher to tell the other teacher
internally
that you were there? To me, this was like the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and I feel like he was full of it. So I said, email your teacher. He's so full of it.
Yeah.
So I said, email your teacher and ask what the problem is and put dad and I on it. So he emails his teacher and me and his father, and nothing ever got resolved. I don't know what happened, okay? It was like nothing. So he just served the detention. And I didn't even...
still kept the detention, even though it was should have and should have never had detention because it was excused.
I had this argument.
That's
it was
weird.
Not excused, apparently. He was in math, but the other teacher didn't know it. Look, dude, I've had this argument with him 50 times.
Over, yeah.
And I'm not going into the school to have a discussion about it. I don't care this much.
Really?
I'm picking... No, I don't.
It's not like he was like fighting or arguing or talking back. This is one of them harmless detentions, bro.
That's why I don't care.
Yeah.
That's why I don't care.
I feel
just serve the stupid detention.
Whatever.
I don't care. So then yesterday I put it on Facebook that I had taken my time. After I picked him up, I made him sit in the car while I went to the doctor.
A little extra?
Just a little extra. Little extra detention. And then one of the other parents commented that her son was in detention for the same reason, the only other kid, and he had the same problem.
At the same school?
Yes.
What?
So then I thought, okay,
this is clearly an internal something.
Her son was having the same problem. So I don't know.
Or they're both lying and they're skipping school together.
That part. Or they're friends and they both skipped. And
Can
I be honest? I got to pick my battles. I'm tired.
This ain't it.
I'm tired,
this
man.
This ain't not
in my
you.
Parenting battles. This ain't it, man. So Owen served the detention for missing class, and that's it. Now, what was one of your core memories of getting in trouble at school? Come on. And if you didn't, I want you to call in and say it. I want you to call in and say it, you goody two-shoes, if you didn't, because there's a lot of people who coasted through and never got in trouble.
But a lot of people,
but
good for y'all.
Me.
Good for y'all.
I got good grades, but I still push the boundaries,
one
man.
Finger held up on each hand towards all of y'all for that one. But I was a talker. I couldn't not be quiet. So my seat got moved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved in every class. class. It didn't matter what grade. It didn't matter what school, because we moved around to different schools in different cities and different areas.
Yeah.
Every city, mark it, clock it, whatever you want it. I was not sitting in that desk for too long because I'm a chatty Cathy, apparently.
I could see that. I could see that. I could see you talking a lot now that you're, you know, hosting a morning
in radio,
show.
You know,
kind of goes together. You know,
and they said, talking's never going to work out for you. You're not going to make money talking. And I was like, oh, yeah. Suckers.
The hell I'm not.
Look at me now.
You know what I got in trouble for at school? By the way, I see the phone's ringing. We're going to get to you guys for sure. 414-533-1037. Oh, and somebody just texted in. Susan in Milwaukee said, in eighth grade, I had detention almost every day for talking in study hall.
See? Every day?
Your wife texted in. She said, I had plenty of detentions, but my favorite... Your wife got suspended?
Oh, yeah, we both got suspended.
Erin,
enough.
Mm-hmm. She said, my favorite was getting suspended for sticking up for my friend too loudly. Go, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Erin.
Let her share the whole story. No, Erin.
Fine. Somebody said they got detentions in middle school for chewing gum. Let's go to the phone. Screw it. Let's see what people want to say. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this? It's John Shoup, our math teacher. If he doesn't have a story for us, nobody will. Come
on. You got
a
theme song, too.
Come on, John. You got your own theme song.
Story and a theme song? Let's get it.
And then I'm going to tell you what I got in trouble in sixth grade for. I got called to the principal's office. I'm still mortified by the experience. John, tell us.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you in a second.
Mortified.
It was naughty. I'm still embarrassed. I don't even know if I can tell you on the radio.
Man.
Anyway, so, John... What's your story? Did you ever get in trouble?
I did. And one of the thing I got in trouble for was I wore a very inappropriate t-shirt to school.
Ooh, what did it say? Just kidding.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell.
Hold on. Careful. What you wish for?
Was it inappropriate? Like it was violent, bloody, sexual? Like what channel of inappropriate?
Inappropriate was drug related.
Got it. Noted. Say less. Okay, we're on. Now we understand. So you got a detention or what happened?
Yeah, I got a detention. Had to sit at school.
How long?
Hour and a half.
One day.
You know what Owen told me, Mr. Shoup, since we're in teacher mode?
Shoup.
He said he got to keep his phone the whole time. He goes,
detention?
He goes, this detention sucked. I got to keep my phone. I said, that was stupid.
That detention
That's
rocked.
That's not a detention.
What are you talking about?
You gotta realize that situation happens every single day at work for me.
What do you mean? Like what do you mean?
A student has to go and take a test.
Has to go to a different class.
And then they get unexcused. No way. Really?
So then they get a detention?
And the communication between teachers, I mean, we have text lines, we have email, we have everything.
Yeah.
It just gets lost.
So basically, Owen probably was in his math class making up whatever, and the communication got lost, and I didn't fight the battle.
He was with Mr. Shoup, the math teacher.
Yeah, he swears he was in math.
I'm like, okay, I'll write you a pass.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's funny.
And they go.
Well, you're making me feel better. You're making me feel better, Shoup, because...
This sounds common.
Between the mom commenting on my Facebook and this story, maybe it wasn't Owen's fault.
Yeah.
But he got to experience detention, and he feels naughty now, so let him be. Okay.
Yes. Wait, Shoup, with your shirt story, did you have to swap into your gym t-shirt to take the shirt off that you couldn't wear?
I always wear two shirts, always have, so I just had to take it off.
You had to take one off of the other.
They felt that it was too offensive, so I got in trouble.
He's a layer guy. Okay, dang. They said lesson learned.
It's a Wisconsin thing.
Dr. Gray.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Oh, it was a doctor.
Okay.
My boy, I got the same shirt.
Well, now I'll tell you why I got called to the principal's office in sixth grade.
Talk to us, bro.
Because I was on the playground, and you know I'm impulsive. Clearly, I was not diagnosed with ADHD yet, and part of my ADHD is my impulsivity with my mouth. Okay?
You said fourth grade?
Sixth grade. I was 11.
Okay.
And so I got called to the principal's office, and I was so scared, and they were like, Allison, and I don't even remember who the other girl was, some friend of mine, we got called, Emily, and they called us, and they go... And I'll never forget the principal staring me in the face going, did you say that Ben had a bleep bleep on the playground? And I go,
a bleep bleep. A bleep bleep?
I had said something really naughty, and it had gotten back to the principal, and I got in big trouble, and she didn't call my mom, thank God, but I wanted to die.
Yo.
I've never forgotten that moment of the principal looking me in the eyes, asking me if I said something really disgusting on the playground.
What'd you say?
I don't remember. I probably just said, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I did it.
Start crying.
I didn't know.
Shout out to principals, because when they have to deal with that stuff, I will tell you right now that they struggle afterwards.
You have to.
My sister's a principal. She laughs. So she'll call me and be like, I'm dying right now. I'm trying to keep a straight face with these little kids in first grade doing these funny things, and I have to be serious, and I can't.
Sometimes having to discipline a child involves having to have discipline with the adult inside of you and the child inside of you as well, because you try not to laugh.
Totally. Well, Shoop, thanks for calling. We love you.
Love you guys.
You too, Mr. Math. Hey, Shoop.
People are texting in all the ways they got in trouble at school, but we're going to take your calls next. Ryan from Alabama said, 2-day in-school suspension, baby.
I've been there. Mine was a 3-day.
What did you do, Ryan? Jeez. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The core memories of getting in trouble in school, because my eighth grader got his first detention this week for missing class, even though he claims he was in there.
Well, and not to laugh at it.
It's not funny, but
had it been more serious.
If it had been more serious, I would not be laughing about this on the air. In fact, I don't even know if I'd be talking about this on the air, but because it's so light, I can laugh about
that
it
part.
Right now.
It's not a genuine disciplinary action taken here. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like us.
Tommy texted into 414-533-1037 and said, I almost got expelled from fifth grade. My friend brought weed to school and made me flush it in the toilet. At the time, I had no idea what it was.
He thought he was flushing the oregano.
He didn't even know what it was.
It was not partially.
Let's go to Amber in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. And I said, what school were you at when you got into this trouble? And she said, it was in Missouri. I said, fine.
Oh, Missouri.
Fine. Amber,
he's in Missouri.
What grade? What'd you do in school? What's your core memory of getting in trouble?
I don't remember what grade it was.
Okay, fair.
But mind you, I was one of those kids that, like, hardly ever got into trouble.
Okay.
And, but I was never one of those kids that would allow other people to pick on other people.
Yeah, you stuck up for people.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
Right.
So what happened?
So the girl, she just kept picking on my friend, like, left and right.
Bullied,
and I grabbed her by her throat, kicked her up off the floor, slammed her head against the wall, and then held her over stairs.
Oh, you yoked her up.
You didn't have to give her a concussion. You couldn't just, Jesus.
She said, listen, I'm not a bully, but I ain't no punk.
How do you not remember how old you were? Come on. Give me a break.
I was maybe 13.
Okay, that's what I needed, a general age.
Junior high?
Were you 16?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even junior high makes sense.
Worse if you're older, quite frankly, slamming somebody's head on the wall, but okay.
I was picked on most of my school.
Oh, it was hers. She was projecting. She was sticking up for herself, too.
And going, listen, you ain't going to punk my
friend.
Everybody
would not mess with me.
That part. One day she said, forget all that. After that day, why would you?
I wouldn't have messed with you either. Girl. You were the girl who hit somebody's head on the wall in eighth grade the rest of school, for all of high school.
Hey, y'all remember when Amber held old girl over the stairs? Y'all remember when Amber held old girl over the stairs?
Pretty even kill, but that day.
You sure about that?
Even kill or even kill?
You sure about that?
Nah, Amber, we riffing, dog. We're jokes. And plus, there's no stairs around here for you to hold this over, so we're okay.
Yeah, so bye, Amber. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Jody in West Dallas said she got caught smoking in the bathroom with friends and trying to be cool. She got suspended and kicked out of cheerleading.
Oh, y'all are bad.
This is actually funny, Jody. Two of my best friends in high school, one of the ones I just went to Chicago to see, Corey, her and Christina, my two besties I went to Mexico with.
Which we've talked about.
I can talk about this now because we're all in our 40s and we were 16 then. They were both cheerleaders and I was an athlete. And they got kicked off the cheerleading bus because they brought booze and they got suspended and everything. And that was a big deal in our group. Like, we did not get suspended from school. They were the naughtiest girls forever.
In seventh grade.
Drinking on the cheerleading bus.
In seventh grade, I got suspended for a week because one of my friends brought, a Gatorade bottle full of not Gatorade. Water bottle full of not water. And then in seventh grade, went passing it around, bro. Everybody took a little tiny sip. And then a week later, I was still hurting.
If you're all listening with your kids right now, do not do this, children.
Not at all. This is a PSA to be a good kid, bro. Being suspended is not cool.
Be a good kid like Nikki in West Dallas, who says she was a goody two-shoes. I needed one of these on the phone.
Nikki.
Good morning.
No detentions ever.
Ever.
Never?
No.
Never.
Cap. That's
never.
Impressive. Cap. No, there's a lot of people out there, I bet, who never served a detention.
She never had to, pound the erasers? You never had to clap them erasers to clean them?
They make you do that in detention.
The
you just sat there.
The crazy part is that they used to make fun of me, the kids, because they thought I was, the teacher's pet.
Ah. Oh, you were a good kid.
I was like a clown, and I was like the funny chick in school, and I was friends with everybody, but I was also like a troublemaker, but I never got in trouble. Everybody else did.
How did that work out? Because you were just that nice.
You listen to how she explains herself. I was a goody two-shoes, but I was bad.
I just ain't never get caught.
But I didn't get caught.
You know what I'm saying?
So well, I didn't do like naughty stuff. I did like funny, goofy stuff.
Okay, well, she was the prankster. She was the prankster, the jokester, and she never took it too far.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
some of us took it too far.
Well,
but
I
then
mean,
everybody else would try to be like me or like act funny and whatever, but they would, I guess, take it
too
to
far.
A different extent where you know, they'd get in trouble, but I wouldn't. So that's why they're like, oh, yeah, you're the teacher's pet.
She bragged. She said they tried to be
like,
Nikki,
no,
but they couldn't be.
Okay, Nikki.
They
well,
couldn't be Nikki.
We're going to talk to another troublemaker since you were not so interesting in school. Okay,
bye.
Nikki,
never
bye.
Been in trouble.
Third day
bye.
In a row.
Bye. She oh, this is day three.
Day three. She's almost got a theme song, dude.
No, we can't do that. She's a goody two-shoes.
Five,
we got it.
Five days in a row. We got to have some goody two-shoes in the theme song holders, you know?
We need some good eggs in the bunch.
Yeah, last but not least, Julia is in Franklin.
Morning, Julia.
Hi, Julia. Girl, we're talking about your core memories of getting in trouble in school because, you know, I had to pick up Owen from detention yesterday because he missed a class. Mm. So anyway, what's yours?
When I was in high school, when I was like freshman, sophomore, I just didn't understand the need for homework and I never did homework. I wasn't mean. I wasn't physical with anybody.
You just went home and never did it.
Rebellious.
Yeah,
your parents didn't hold you accountable, basically. It's the parents' fault, but go on.
She said, I'm going to do my schoolwork at school.
My parents are great. God bless my parents because I was, you know what, in high school. So
heard.
But my math teacher created a whole after school like math detention for me
just
for a week just so I could get my homework
done. Was this in Franklin? Where'd you go to high school?
No, I was up in the North Shore, and really she was doing it so I understood. Because let's not pretend I was passing math at the time anyway.
What high school? We go to the North Shore. What high school? Nicolay? Where
are you? I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here.
She said she'd still be teaching there.
The irony is now I am a teacher.
Where are you a teacher at?
Do you give homework?
Not the North Shore.
Not the North Shore. And she doesn't give homework. If she does, you're evil.
Do you give homework?
Do you give homework?
Julia.
For my specific role, I do not get give homework.
Thank God. Because I was about to jump through the phone, dude.
You got a problem? You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Lucky for you, Allison Iverson, you called in. So what is the problem? Because you said you had no problem going on the air, which meant this is going to get juicy.
Ten toes, voice yours, go ahead. What up?
What happened?
What up?
Okay, so we'll do, I know I'm a talker, so we're going to do long story short, just a little background.
There's no long story short
with
this,
us?
In this family.
With us, girl?
We don't know how to do that, but go on.
Go ahead, long story short, try.
Thank you, yeah, go
ahead. Okay, so we've lived in our house almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. We are probably some of the youngest people on the block in our 40s.
Okay.
Everyone else is older.
Fair.
We had some wonderful neighbors, moved in right before we did. Fabulous people, loved them.
Okay.
September, they moved out. They rent. So we were like worried about the new renters coming in.
Sure.
Then they said, oh, don't worry. We hooked you guys up. It's my niece moving in. Now we loved these people.
Clutch.
Oh, great.
It's my niece moving in with her husband. They're younger. They're literally like 2 years older than my daughter.
Perfect.
So I was like, okay, great. They're going to be nice people. We know them. Introduced ourselves, wonderful people.
I'm not hearing a problem.
I know. I'm like, where is the problem? Now I am waiting for the problem. Where is it?
So now, in the beginning, when you move in and there's lights on and there's noise, fine, they're adjusting, they're moving in.
Oh, they're loud.
They're young. They're young.
Now we're getting there. Okay, go on.
Yeah. So all of that is fine. I mean, they have loud cars, but we have loud cars. We are a car family.
Okay, so y'all get it. Y'all understand.
Something we have in common. I don't even mind the loud cars.
Okay,
perfect. I'm used to it.
Still don't know what the problem is,
right.
Then.
Yes, the lights.
Wait, what's with the lights? Oh, the lights from the cars or the lights
from the house?
The house.
They're always leaving lights on?
I don't get it. Okay.
They leave lights on probably 24/7.
And how does that affect you?
And I am not even talking like all the lights. Every single light in the house.
Inside, outside, all the lights.
So they're not very energy conscious.
Nope.
Clearly.
But or they're scared of the dark.
We are neighbors, and we live in a city, so their bedroom window is literally directly across from ours.
Okay. Got it. Now I'm catching
y'all
up.
Y'all are
go
close.
On.
We both wake up very early. My husband and I get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock every single morning.
Sheesh.
So we obviously go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Oh, what, you don't have curtains or blinds or what?
Right. Oh, we do. Oh, I have blackout curtains because we like darkness.
You're kidding me. Okay, go on. I'm trying to make assumptions. You're kidding me.
We bought some very expensive blackout curtains and have not had any issue until these people moved in.
Oh, Lord.
Because it's like every single light is blaring into our house.
So no matter what you do, you got light creeping into your house when you're trying
everywhere.
To have total darkness.
You had no conversations with them about this yet.
So I have approached it twice, delicately.
Twice?
Just kind of hinting.
Oh, now here's the problem.
Hey, your lights.
I know. And I know they're not my lights, but we started with, did you guys realize that, you know, this light was on? Because their basement light is on at 24/7. Oh, yeah, we'll turn it off.
Don't turn it off.
Again, we go with the backyard. Our backyard, our whole house is our little oasis. So we are homebodies. We are in our backyard. We are in our garage that's completely finished.
Oh, and then the lights are shooting over in the dark. Ah, right?
Yes.
Is that where you're going?
So
it's your ambiance.
Every time you're trying to relax or enjoy your evening with our lights that we have put on or our, you know, decorative speckle lights, you can't even see anything.
Okay.
I'm following.
So hold on. If you just tuned in, we got Allison and Racine on the phone. She asked if she could be on the air today for What Would DZ Do? And her issue, as she said, long story short, and we laughed because now it's clearly not a short story, but we appreciate all the details, Allison, and we need them.
We need them. This is important.
So the issue is you got these new neighbors who moved in. And you thought, oh, we know them. They're young. They're somebody's nephew or niece. They're going to be great. But they leave the lights on all the time. Now, who cares normally except for the fact that these lights now shine into your house and they leave them on 24/7. They even shine into your backyard. Is that where I'm going? Am I getting this right, Allison?
100%.
Okay.
And my problem...
Oh,
and because
Hold on. Okay. And you've approached them twice.
Approached them twice about it, and they're like, oh, haha, yeah, we'll turn them off. And
Allison,
they don't.
I know you want to keep giving details, but is it imperative that we hear this detail you're about to tell, or can DZ give you his advice?
No, well, that's what I want, because I am now becoming hostile.
Yeah, no, at some point you have to.
She's getting angry. Good for you, Allison, for being like, I'm snapping. I'm trying to be nice here, and I don't want to. Okay.
I'm being the good neighbor here, and you are being a good neighbor, because here's the thing, the loudness could bother anybody, but you being a car family, you being a quote unquote loud-ish family, that's cool, great, don't even worry about that, that's not part of the problem.
Don't care.
It's the lights, and you can't make them turn any of the lights off.
Somebody said she sounds like a Karen. Okay, now listen, Allison, I got your back, hold on.
I know I do, Allie.
No, you did in the beginning, but then when you nicely asked twice and you explained why it bugs you, people are saying it's just lights, and I agree, that's why they're rolling their eyes. But the difference is the lights are coming into your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, if I get blackout curtains because I like it dark and you leave your light on all night and that then shines into my house, that drives me crazy. And weirdly enough, I could tack on to this. I can't even believe I can relate to this.
How?
I live near a school.
Yeah.
You
all
know
them
that?
Floodlights that are always
there
on.
There are floodlights that direct right into my living room.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting on the couch, you're staring into basically a headlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about asking the school to move them. My neighbors have told me other people before had asked the school to move them because they shine into someone's house. So, Allison, I actually understand.
Yeah.
It's hard to relax when a headlight's staring you in the face.
Allison, Allie,
y'all are
not going to like me. We are a light family. Our house has floodlights. It's for security purposes.
Fine.
You know what I mean? We live in a private alley.
This isn't a floodlight, though. At her neighbor's house, this is their inside
light. It's all the
light.
Inside lights. It's all the outside lights, and it's annoying. I get why they have all of the lights on. I don't get why they have them on 24/7, though.
I don't either.
That is annoying. But you can't make them turn any of them lights off. Allison, you might not like my advice, but have you ever considered getting, what do they call that, the film that you put, like the tint, basically, on a window?
We have that on some of our lower windows.
Okay, like that dark film tint?
Yes, and that helps. But, like, upstairs in our bedroom, we have blackout shades.
Yeah.
And we have blackout curtains.
Okay.
And there's
still, it's like floodlights coming in all around the light, and I need darkness to sleep, and I know I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
Somebody said Allison bought some cheap blackout curtains. Okay.
Girl, they were $100 a piece.
Oh, hell no. So these lights are crazy.
Have you seen...
I know.
Allison, have you seen my only other piece of advice? Because you're really testing me on this one. Have you seen the curtains that completely click from side to side or up and down? It's not even a curtain. It's more like a film that covers the entire window that has 0% light leakage. You're going to have to seal that window off at night. They have
that
them.
Is
they
so
sell
annoying
them.
That she has to do this because they can't just turn a damn light off.
You're going to have to do it on at least a bedroom window. At least one window.
To keep our bedroom window cracked open year round.
I was going to say, if you like it open, you're screwed.
Yeah.
All right, Allison, you know what?
I can deal with the noise and all that, but the lights, oh my gosh.
If you keep going, you're never going to get advice from anyone, okay? So we got to let you go, Allison. We love you.
Now you got to listen.
Now you got to listen, and we love you, and we're going to get you some advice. Hold on, okay?
Thank
well, actually, you can hang up, and we'll talk to our listeners next. All right, 414-533-1037. Somebody said, wear a sleep mask. Get over it.
That is one.
You guys.
Yeah, sleep mask might help, but that's annoying if you don't like things on your face like me.
Amen. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Allison and Racine, one of our regulars, asked to be on the show, and she wanted to know what to do with her neighbors who moved in. She knew them. She knew their uncle.
The owner. She knows the owner of the house.
Oh, they're going to be great. And now she's having a problem with their lights always shining into her house, mm-hmm. and she's even asked them multiple times to maybe turn off the lights. They're coming. She's saying they're coming through her blackout curtains from one bedroom to the next. I'm like, that is wild.
She's got to get better blackout curtains, and I actually have the solution. I couldn't think of the name because I want these blackout curtains in particular.
Okay.
Right, Ben? It's hard to run the board and clickety-clack over here at the same time. But they're called Guard. Look up Guard Total Blackout Blinds, Allison. You can even get the Guard 2. They're new. On sale for $125 pre-Black
Friday.
She said
she spent $100 on blackout curtains already.
They're blackout curtains, I guarantee you, don't click side to side. This is total blackout.
Like clicks
in. You bolt them on one side, on the side, and then drag it all the way over to the other side.
Like a hotel,
but it's inside the window bay, so it actually cuts all of the light out.
Clicks.
Yeah, it's not a curtain.
I'd be so annoyed if I had to deal with my neighbors. Let's go
check
to
it out. Guard
let's
total
go
blackout.
To Melissa in Kenosha. We'll start with her.
Melissa?
Yes, she's got her own theme song. Despacito. Taking your advice for What Would DZ Do?
Good morning, fam.
Morning, buenos dias.
Good morning. What do you think Allison should do?
Okay, first of all, that's one high energy bill.
That they're not paying for because they're renting.
Yeah, they don't care.
But the thing is the utilities included. And if Allison knows the person, then she needs to talk to their uncle and be like, listen, they keep their lights on. And if your energy bill is high, then you need
to.
But this is why everybody's, if you say it like that, everybody's going to think she's a Karen. Mm-hmm. It sounds ridiculous when you only hear that part.
Right.
And that's why they're not listening to her. If you listen to the fact that she's like calmly gone over there twice, said, hey, your lights are shining into our bedroom. I'm trying to be nice.
She's
now,
pleaded.
And she said, now I'm going to snap, dude.
Well, her and her husband also work really early. So they wake up before the sun, 3 a.m., and they already
totally
got lights up in their
Sarah
room.
Sarah from Tosa says same thing. She might need taller and wider curtains.
Yeah.
But they like to keep their window open, and why can't they, That's messed up.
Fair.
I think she should talk to the uncle of the renter.
Yeah, owner of the property.
That's what somebody else said on the text. Mm-hmm. Call her uncle, Heather in Waterford said.
I'm going to tell you right now, my husband works at night, and when he comes home, I'm a light sleeper because I'm home with the girls.
Okay.
And when those lights go on in my own house, I'm like, ugh.
Mad.
You know?
Yep.
So,
well,
I get it.
If you're somebody that light bothers you, this is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
A light doesn't bother me, thankfully, but I still like to have a blackout curtain when I'm trying to go night-night.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your input, Melissa.
Love you.
Love you.
Back. Appreciate you. Bye.
All right. Paola's in Milwaukee this morning. Let's talk to her. Hi.
Paola.
What's your advice
Hello,
this morning?
Buenos dias.
Buenos
good morning.
Dias.
Buenos dias. We haven't said that in a minute. We needed that, didn't we?
Say it all the time.
I did do it. Really?
Yes.
Still?
Still. I say it all the time.
Okay, great. Because I haven't said good morning in a minute, I feel like. So, good morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's your advice?
Well, I feel that she needs to focus on the things that she can control. Mm. I have a similar situation, but with the city of Milwaukee, I have a light pole outside my home.
Oh, no.
There's nothing.
You have a what in
the
home?
Light pole. City light pole.
This is the school. This is what I was talking about earlier, how the school light shines into my living room, and it's really strong.
Correct, and there's nothing I can do. So exactly what DC said before, that's exactly what I bought. And if you guys go to hotels, they do have that thing that go on top of the window that cover completely the light.
The guards,
The guards, correct. And that's what I bought, because in reality, she needs to control what she can.
Yep.
She cannot control somebody else's light.
That's true. So, you know what? That's good advice.
Like,
what are you going to do?
The light from the city.
Because the city's not going to come take the light pole out.
They're not going to move a light pole.
What
are
you going to do?
No,
they're not going to move
you.
No, for sure. We pay for it.
Mm-hmm. We pay for it.
Thought I said we pay it, though. That's my light. It's technically my light.
So your advice is you're screwed. Basically, everyone's saying you're screwed.
Yes.
Is that what's happening today?
Kinda.
Correct.
Paola, correct.
All right. Thanks for calling. We
love
appreciate
it.
You. Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Last but not least, Saucy's on the phone. And Saucy started with saying, "Oh, we're getting petitious in here."
Say
and
less.
I said, "Oh, you're going last then," because you know we love that. Paola said, "We're screwed." What do you say?
Saucy.
We're screwed. That's great. Well, you know, I feel as though she's kind of exerted all of her energies. Yes, the nice way would be to talk to her uncle, but at the same time, you're talking to her uncle. It's not going to do
She's
anything. People can't control mm-hmm. other people.
Yeah.
And leading into Paula's point of you can control what you can control.
Yep.
Listen, you're getting LED spotlights. I'm saying it
Light
is going to be National Lampoon's Christmas.
Light them back.
And you
I don't. Have you seen National Lampoon? You haven't seen Christmas?
I've seen it.
What was the one? There was some movie you haven't seen. I was thinking you hadn't seen Christmas Vacation. I'm like, people are not going to understand that reference.
Dog,
if they haven't
I'm talking
seen
about when he goes, plugs in,
oh
and
my God.
Lights
you are
everywhere.
Shining them back. I mean, you're at a point where you're at a standstill. And remember, you can only control what you can control. Yes, your bill may go up, but hey, they're LEDs. It's cheap now. You're going to be shining these things tenfold right back at them.
Give them a little taste of their own medicine. Hold on,
you
Saucy. You're on to something.
You want to play? Guess who plays harder?
You are controlling
that's
what
right.
you can control. Now
you
we got
do.
Lights back.
You know what I love is that Tyler in Milwaukee texted in and was like, you know, I never thought about this. Maybe I should check my lights and see if they're bothering my neighbors. And Saucy's
oh my
going,
God.
Oh, no.
Come
we're
on,
putting
people.
A floodlight Let's... in and we're going to shine it on the house every day.
You get light, we get light. Everybody gets light.
You get a light, you get a light.
Everybody's getting lights now.
Everybody's getting lights,
well,
but we're pointing them right at her house.
Somebody said, this is good. Put a mirror up facing them on the window.
So yes. that it reflects and you don't even got to get a light. Forget the bill. That's free light. They're shining their
to
own light
the
right back
mirror.
At them.
Allison
never mind.
Yes. Racine texted it and said, you guys, I'm screwed. I love it.
Nope, you got the mirror.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It starts with, okay, hear me out.
Oh, I'm hearing.
This involves kids' coaches, kids' sports. She sent us a letter and she said, okay, so hear me out. I got indefinitely suspended from my kids' football. So this is...
indefinitely, so you got banned. Got it.
You got banned.
You got banned.
She says, so this is the story. The coaches on my kids' teams are emotionally abusive. They yell, they cuss at the kids, they get in their faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really sick of it one day. So I started yelling at them at the game because of how abusive they were being.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to put a picture of the scoreboard on my social media, basically calling the coaches out. Yeah, I know it was petty, but I told you this is a good one. So because of that, the president of the board suspended me indefinitely due to someone sending it to him after I posted it. Am I that a jerk for saying anything at the game? FYI, he's probably going to hear this and I'll be banned for life. LOL. Please don't use my real name. I won't. And then she adds at the end, one last thing. He only sent me an email telling me the violation. I emailed him back asking him why he never called to talk to me about the situation, and he never responded.
He probably knew how you was going to react. So he said, you know what? This is already done. I'm going to wash my hands and just send it. That's
what he
was thinking.
This is why I was dying and scared of this one all at once, because you played football.
Yeah.
And I know how much hazing goes on in sports and boys' sports,
sure.
And it is not okay.
I get
and
it.
We turn our head, and I didn't realize it until my sister had a son in sports, and she was like, hold on, the stuff they're doing to each other in locker rooms is unacceptable.
See, but,
and I'm like, okay, but that's locker room.
Hold on,
this
though.
The
hazing,
on the field.
Yeah, the hazing happens between the athlete to athlete. There
not
isn't
the
hazing
coaches.
Coach to athlete.
True, true.
And the way a coach talks to a player is drastically different than in most scenarios. Most parents might feel a little sensitive about the way your coach is going to talk to a player, because in that instance, they are in a different mode. Hate to say it, but without knowing how old this kid is.
You're going to say not the jerk. I knew it.
What?
Are you going to say not the jerk?
No, this mom is the jerk for wilding out.
Right.
She is the jerk for wilding out on the coaches.
Yeah,
the coach
I got her
has
back.
You in this moment said, I give you control and reign over my child, because they're playing this team sport with the team. They're not only yelling at your kid, they're yelling at all the kids. Maybe they were getting blown out and the score was terrible. Now coach is going, y'all aren't doing the right things, man. As a coach, as a leader, as the man that's set in charge, he's going to be bothered. Do you get to feel the way you want to feel about how they're talking to your kid?
She posted on Facebook with the scoreboard going off on the coaches and how they yell at the kids.
But you address that on the side with that coach later, after the game, once that clock is done, everything says zero and he's back to being your baby. Because I get that will always be your child, but you gave that man reign over your kid once he put that helmet and them pads on.
Well, there is something interesting here. She says, I got sick and tired of the yelling and the cussing at the kids and getting in their faces, so I started yelling at them at the game because of how abusive they were being. So, yeah, I don't hear any that you actually reached out to the coaches to go, I don't like the way you're talking. She just saw them doing it in real time and lost it.
And reacted real time.
And went, you're not going to talk to my kid like that.
Now, had the coach been yoking these kids up, pushing them, pulling them, throwing them around like, you guys suck, bleep, bleep, bleep. All right, that's different. Now, yeah, me and my boy, we getting up out of here because you ain't going to treat my kid like that.
Well, but screaming at kids could be considered abusive. Screaming is, I know, this is where it gets weird, because you're going to say
weird.
In sports, that's what they do. I'm like, yeah, but screaming at kids, cussing at them would never be acceptable in a school if these are kids.
It's not a school. It isn't a school. It's a different setting, and sports are a different environment. Football in particular is more a barbaric sport than most, where yelling promotes that energy that you need to go ahead and crack somebody. You're trying to fire your guys up. I'm not looking to defend what be considered abuse outside of the realm of football.
Yeah.
But you put them pads on, you put a helmet on, you're ready to crack somebody, you're not going to feel really active when somebody's going to say, great job, little Timmy. Somebody's going to go, let's go, little Timmy, let's go.
That's a
then
fair assessment. Like, that is one thing she needs to think of. She's got her kid in one of the most barbaric sports
a contact
that we have,
sport.
Where they just ram into each other. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, you're right.
You
you're
want coach to go,
about,
great job,
you chose
bud.
A sport that was pretty, people are getting concussions for years and years from it. We know this.
We
know this. We know it's a violent sport. So, like, you're choosing that, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
your choice. But then, yeah, I do actually receive what you're saying. It is a rough sport. So, of course, they're going to be rough.
He's not putting his hands on these kids unless she didn't say that. That's a different story.
I don't think you have to put your... It can be abusive with the way they're talking to them. It's emotional abuse. We know that now. We didn't used to say it was emotional abuse. Our parents emotionally abused us, and we just turned the cheek, and we thought it was normal. And now we know that you can't treat people that way. But you shouldn't.
I'm not saying I don't have some ill thoughts or feelings about some of the ways my coaches have talked to me coming up. But I in no way, shape, or form have taken that with me in my life, and how I treat people or how I talk to people or how I go about my day.
Yeah.
That's on the field, and I've always understood that is on the field.
I love this text. They said, acting like a fool to call out other fools is jerky behavior.
That is a good text,
dog. Do better. You know what? That's true, but I don't want to do it. So
we don't got to.
Somebody said, she's the jerk. Has she never yelled at her kids? A mom's wrath is 1,000% worse than any coach. John in Germantown said, what is this, Varsity Blues? She's the jerk. If she thinks her child is too soft, then put him in music class. Oh, okay, you're not going to scream at my kids, you guys. Screw that. Some of you guys, I don't agree with DZ on this. I actually love it that she called out these coaches for talking to these kids that way, but I think she did it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be the only jerky part. She might have found a better way than posting it on Facebook, is as petitious as it gets.
And what was posting a scoreboard for? Were the kids losing that bad? Because then I would have been yelling at my kids too. Like if it's 40-0 and we getting goose egg, you gonna hear me using some words with my kids also.
Stop it. Okay, 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for calling out her kids' coaches? She has been suspended indefinitely because she lost it in the middle of the game and claims the coaches are yelling, cussing, and getting in their faces, and she got sick of it. And then she posted it on Facebook too.
It doesn't sound right the way that the coaches are talking to these kids. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm not saying it's justified, and I'm not saying it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody to get confused by that.
She did say, am I the jerk for saying anything at the game? And honestly, I would say yes about that.
We don't got to answer, do we?
No, we don't. Thank God. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Thank God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She has to be anonymous. Fine. Don't use her real name. But she wants to know if she's the jerk for calling out her kids' coaches. She claims at the football game they were being emotionally abusive, yelling, cussing at the kids, getting in their faces. She got sick of it, and she started yelling at them at the game because of how abusive they were being. And then she put a picture up of the scoreboard on Facebook, and then
said scoreboard.
Then she got banned indefinitely. So, yeah, let's just go to the phones. We don't have to answer this. Nope. Tiffany's in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Tiffany.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, you going jerk or not the jerk for calling out the kids' coaches at the football game?
Man, us moms, we got to stick together, not the jerk.
Come on.
She's with me. I don't know if she should have done it at the game, but I definitely have no problem with her talking to the coaches about talking to children like that.
It's sure.
Just because it was done in sports for years doesn't mean it's okay. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah. You know what? Like, any time that you can just see your kids not being treated right, and if you're in the presence of that, I mean, I can never fault the mom for getting emotional.
You
want to
toughen them up, but you're also watching them get anxiety.
Yeah.
For like sure. basically built into their body now from the screaming that they're going to have. You don't realize how it all correlates.
But the real world isn't always going to talk to them in the warmest of ways.
It's
so
not. But your coaches it's a and your mentors 22. Don't have to talk to you like that. Your
but
mentors shouldn't.
But in front of me, you're not going to talk like that.
In front, she said, you tame private, do whatever you want at practice, but during the game, you better talk nice to my boys. Okay?
Received, actually, Tiffany. That's a fair medium.
At practice, when you're not around, the behavior is much different, and those kids act differently. Yeah. Game day is a different type of energy, man. And I'm sorry, I get it that you want somebody to treat your child and mentor your child the way you will, but us as parents, we know sometimes them kids be getting on your nerves.
Well, cussing at kids, though, is not representing your team good either as a coach.
That's true. Oh, that
you
is
look
true.
Like a crazy person on the field, so that's not good game behavior either, sportsmanship.
You can be energized or mad without language.
Definitely, that kind of seems a little harsh.
What's that? Yeah.
She said her being banned indefinitely seems
harsh. Just don't want to deal with her mouth because she's got a mouth. And she gets on Facebook and goes off, and then, you know.
Is this not the first time she's, popped off maybe a little bit?
She went out and started yelling at the game, then she went off on Facebook. That's why she got banned. I mean, it's no surprise.
It's not
but
a secret.
I do. I stand with you, Tiffany. If I see someone talking to my kid like that, it's on, dude.
You want
to
protect your baby. It's on. I don't disagree.
Even if it's football or whatever, like, come on. You can scream at them, but my God.
Do you got to scream that loud?
You got to get in their face and cuss at them?
Yeah.
Like, come
on.
Yeah. It's too much.
I'm following.
Giving me anxiety, Allie.
That's what I'm saying, though. This is what puts anxiety in children. We don't realize this. The screaming, the yelling, these things we think are just normal and toughening them up are the things that cause anxiety, people. Yeah. Like, I don't know how, that's where it comes
from.
Well,
and as somebody that played football and other sports, sometimes the yelling did cause anxiety.
And you loved football.
But I loved it in every moment. And when I did good,
later in life, it gives them anxiety.
When I got the praise, it was nice because there was a catch 22 of moments where coach would be like, you're doing the wrong dang thing.
Yeah.
And then go, DZ, don't stop doing that. That was perfect. You know what I'm saying? So it's a really fine line that you cross. And those kids should understand that relationship with that coach. Because when they're doing good, when they're doing what they're supposed to, bet. When they're not, you might have to check
them. I wish we knew how old they were, but we don't. Either way,
they're not in high school. I'll tell you that. They got to be middle school at the most because they were out there somewhere on a Sunday and mom had the time to post a picture.
Well, thank you for calling, Tiffany. We got to go to our next
love
one, okay?
You guys.
Love you
back.
Bye.
Love you too. Let me see if she sent us any more messages since we've been, because she had written this one in.
I'm so fired up about this for no reason, bro.
Let's go to Jessica in Watertown. I told you it was going to be a hot one, dude.
It really is.
I knew it would because you played football. So I'm like, this is going to be tough for a lot of people.
No, I got to hit somebody.
No, you don't. See what you learned in football? No, you don't. Jessica, good morning. Hey, girl. She's in Watertown. Jerk or not the jerk for what the mom did calling out the kids' coaches?
I say she's the jerk.
Okay. Go ahead, for real.
I have to agree with DZ on what he said, only because this year, my son, he's in sixth grade, he started playing football for the first time this year.
Okay.
And it really took a lot, because I wholeheartedly get where the mom's coming from. Like, you don't talk to my kids like that.
Sure.
Totally, hands down, don't talk to my kids like that. But it took a lot of talking to other parents because, my son has a very hot temper. My oldest son has a very hot temper.
Okay.
And there was multiple games where I could see him getting pissed off about something the coaches were doing or they weren't playing him or whatever it was. But it took a lot in me to realize, like what DZ said, it's different.
Okay, fine. So she did write back. She did send more messages that I forgot. She wrote at the bottom. She said, I also work in mental health and silence never helped anyone. She said, before I forget, they also got suspended for yelling at the coaches. So there's that too. And I said, who got suspended? The coaches? And she said, no, I did. The coaches did not. And the referees gave the coaches a 15-yard penalty for the coaches got a penalty for yelling at the kids.
Oh, did they? So the kid, the coach was over yelling clearly.
So, I'm just reading this was an unread message from her since she had sent this in. Okay.
This is a revelation, This is a revelation.
Okay, we're coming. So the coaches got
a little bit.
So then the coaches are a little aggressive. Mm-hmm. They're getting
little
penalties
bit.
Maybe
from
a little
the
too much. Yes.
Well,
if the coach
is
getting a penalty for yelling, the coach is doing too much. Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. Okay. Well,
that means the officials of the game have decided you are doing too much, coach. Chill.
But at the same time, Jessica's saying, I have a kid in football and I understand that there is a culture.
I totally get it. And the thing is,
I will say, when my son started football, it wasn't a good experience for him. He contemplated if he wanted to stop, if he even wanted to continue playing. But as the season went on, it clicked.
Yeah.
It clicked with him.
It takes a little bit.
And it was like the aggressiveness, I guess you could say, the coaches were putting towards him. It helped him
channel it.
Yes, absolutely. It was like,
trust me, I get
different.
It. Yes.
Listen to this. Somebody texted totally and said, different. Another hot topic of mine. I played sports all my life and specifically soccer. I'm 34 and I still have a lot of stress and anxiety from coaches yelling at me constantly all the way up through college soccer. And I feel like this is also why I'm an anxious person. And
pressure
I'm so
to be
hard
perfect.
And I'm so hard on myself in everyday life. I could go on and on, but I agree. This topic has me on one.
You got to perform. And yeah, maybe that's why I'm so animated, because it's like, yeah, You got to perform
yeah.
when you're on the court, when you're on the field, when you're on the pitch, when you're on the whatever. You got to be that person. And then you get off, and then you get off, and you're like, okay, now I'm being regular, and now you know my mom's gonna be mad because the coach was yelling at me.
Somebody said, even a bigger jerk after reading that message. The officials did their job. She needs to shut it, dude. No way. It goes back to that. It's in front of me, and I'm watching my kid, and it's that bad. Now it's on.
But then
dude.
You got to have a face to face later and go, that was not cool.
Exactly.
You clearly got a penalty.
Like,
not in the game.
Pull him aside after the game during practice and say, listen, hey, I think you're doing a little too much.
Because maybe other people don't disagree.
Okay. Whoever said, Allie, stop talking over the people that don't agree with you. I'll talk as much as I want on our show. Go away. Okay?
It's Allie and DZ.
Goodbye.
Son.
Okay. And I'm going to defend myself. Bye. Okay.
That part.
Anyway.
No, for real though, Jessica, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
call.
We
bye.
Do.
Have a great day.
Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Much love. Peace.
Love you. Oh, they just keep texting over and over. This person loves me. I should call them. We should call them.
Maybe they want to date you. Maybe they love you.
They must. All right, let's go to Roger in Milwaukee.
We're technically split, Bren. We're on one
for
real.
No, we're definitely split. 50-50. Is she the jerk for calling out the coaches at her kid's football game?
Yo,
Roger!
good morning. Allie, DZ, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy.
R-O-G-E-R.
If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go.
Oh,
what's
Roger.
Going on?
What up, Papa?
It's time to take out the trash. She's the jerk.
Oh, Roger.
Hearing everything added, hearing all the additions, hearing everything about the refs and the flags and all that, too?
Oh, yeah. Hey, check it out, man. It's a different culture. Wrestling,
doesn't mean
football,
it's okay, Roger.
No, I'm not saying, but
come
but
on.
You have that option not to go, though.
That's
you
true.
Already know.
You have the option not to play.
Stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you have the option of either you're going to put your kid in this sport or not. You already know football and wrestling, gladiator sport.
Yep.
So, I mean, I get what you're saying, Allie, but I have to agree with DZ because I
it's a gladiator sport, but it's kids. I agree with DZ. Screw it. Yell at them all you want.
Not all you want.
You guys,
not
man?
All you want. And you're
what
saying that we're saying it's okay to yell. We haven't disagreed not once. It was just the wrong time.
Well, you said
time.
They could yell. They just said the cussing was too much. And
if the coach got a flag?
You said they could get him amped up and yell.
Yes, he should get him amped up. You don't play patty cake out there. It's not patty cake. It's football.
It ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Clearly.
My mom didn't watch me play football until I got to college. My mom never watched me wrestle, and I wrestled through middle school and high school. Why? Because she couldn't stand even the thought of me maybe getting hurt in her presence. She didn't do it. She did not stop me, but she didn't want to be in that presence or watch me do that, so she removed herself.
Carmen from West Dallas texted in and said, 4 kids in sports for 10 years plus. Refs will handle coaches. Coaches are volunteers. They're not always volunteers.
No,
they get
not
paid
always.
All the time in high schools, and that's not true. They're they're volunteers sometimes, especially in some of these sports where people are paying thousands. Those coaches are getting paid.
By high school,
come
they're
on.
Teachers. Yeah, by high school, they're teachers. You know, middle school, elementary.
So maybe some do. It depends
part-time.
On the type. Are you in rec ball or are you in one that's paying a lot?
That part.
You know, so
travel ball is always paid.
Totally, totally. All right, well, then we're going not the jerk today, Roger.
No, she is the jerk.
Oh, she is
Roger's
the jerk.
She
sorry.
Is yeah, the jerk.
Jessica and Roger said jerk. Okay, goodbye, Roger.
I love you,
Allie. No, Allie, I don't love you. Goodbye.
I got one more thing. I got
I mean,
one more thing,
you.
Allie.
Roger.
One more thing.
Roger.
Guess what?
What?
McRib is next week. McRib is next week.
Goodbye, Roger. This guy, I can't stand him sometimes as much as I love him. You miss it because you're never on Facebook. He goes on my Facebook all the time and writes, McRib's coming back, Allie. And it's become a whole thing on my Facebook.
Y'all
and I'm
brought
like,
me
damn
into
it, Roger.
The inside joke, bro.
Damn it. He's going to go write it right now. I can just feel it.
He already did, probably.
Okay, we have to give away these tickets. And then after we give away the tickets, I want to know if Orphan Boy's trying to make me jealous.
What do you mean? Wait, what? Y'all are just friends, bruh. What do you mean jealous?
We have plans tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think he's trying to make me jealous.
Ooh.
Is it working, though?
Is it?
Well, I'll tell you next.
First things
first. You know I'm
feisty. First things first.
All right, 414-533-1037. Do you want to go see Jeff Dunham on the 30th of December? He's coming to the Miller High Life Theater, and now is your chance. We're giving you plans between Christmas and New Year's. That's how ahead of we are in our calendars. We're doing Christmas.
We got to. Why not?
This is crazy. All right. Caller number 30. You're going to see him. 414-533-1037. Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist. He talks like this with puppets.
Yes, he does.
Oh, good luck. Kiss FM. We're going to talk to Aliza in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, girl. How are ya?
Hi. Good morning.
What are you doing?
Driving my kids to school.
Man.
It sounds like such a fun endeavor that you're doing right now. Yeah, we're so proud of you,
well,
girl.
Well, good luck. You're going to need it because it's the morning routine is rough, let me tell you.
Every morning.
I actually have every morning me and my daughter do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I have her call and I have me call and try to win tickets.
And this is your first time winning.
Wait, who said she won?
I usually get Allie saying, you're 21.
Oh, no. And then baby's over here, 27. Not today. Y'all winning, though.
Caller 30 was you, girl. You are the winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to see Jeff Dunham at the Miller High Life Theater on December 30th. So you got a date, a plan with a friend or a guy or a girl or whoever you want to hang out with, all right?
I guess I'll take my husband.
Since you're twisting his arm.
Assuming he gets you good gifts for the holidays,
then
otherwise, he's out.
That's right.
Technically, this is your gift. Yeah.
All right. Well, somebody's going to be in touch. Dude, you could wrap it up with a bow on it, girl. He doesn't need to know.
Yep. I don't need to know. Mm-hmm. Tell him you pay for it. We
surprise!
Don't care.
I'm taking you to Jeff Dunham at the Miller High Life Theater.
Exactly. Save some money this year. I appreciate it, guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
You're
Congrats.
Welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Dude, I think Orphan Boy's trying to make me jealous.
Nah, you said that, and I don't really know what that means, because you guys are technically just friends, so why would you be jealous of a just friend?
So why did he call me to tell me some information? He asked me to hang out tonight. I said, sure.
Yeah, you guys.
But then he called me on the phone,
it.
And he's like, guess what? And I was like, what?
Chicken
and I was
butt.
Like, are you trying to make me jealous right now?
What'd he say?
I'll tell you next.
Oh, Lord.
I think he's playing with me.
You think he's messing with your
emotions? Yeah, I think he's trying to make me jealous.
He's messing with your emotions?
And is it working? I'll tell you next.
Is it working?
Maybe not. Depends on the day, doesn't it?
Can't stand you.
Hold on. After Hunt Tricks, living your K-pop moment, all you K-pop demon hunters.
Where'd all these dragons
this
come
guy's
from?
This trying to make me jealous. Fine. Here we go again. My dating life, what's new? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Hey, we don't got to, bro.
No, we're going to talk about this. Give me a break.
All right.
This guy is not going to do this.
What's up?
Let me just text him real quick. I'm about to talk smack about you. Enjoy.
So are you trying to make him jealous now?
Yes.
So explain what happened,
okay,
dog.
No, seriously. I think Orphan Boy's trying to make me jealous.
Yeah, why do you say that? What happened?
Because, you know, he messaged me, I don't know, what day was it? Monday or two? What a day is today? Thursday? Okay, yeah. So he messaged me earlier in the week, mm-hmm. and he's like, hey, can I call you? And I was like,
I remember you saying that.
You talked on the phone.
Right.
Yeah. So he called me. It's not weird. I talked to him on the phone. You heard him on the air for crying
out
loud. He was on the air last week on Dumpster Fire. So I had him, you know, basically, I said, call me. So he calls me and I said, if I can't talk, I just won't answer.
Right.
Like,
if I can't talk,
can
I can't talk.
You can call me anytime you want. I'll answer if I can, or I'll call you back if I feel like it, you
mm-hmm.
know? So we get on the phone and he's like, guess what?
Chicken butt.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, do you remember how we were talking about our exes? And I go, no.
No, I don't. But yes, I do.
Okay. And he goes, no, you remember we had the talk about how I said that I was tired of grieving people who were alive. And that is basically heartbreak because they're basically, they die.
You did tell me that.
You know, and that just is like, I've done that too many times. It's too painful.
Yes.
I'm tired of looking at these people who are alive that I've had to grieve as dead. It's weird,
man. Correct.
And so he's like, guess who called me? And I said, who? And he's like, my ex-girlfriend. I go, no kidding. He goes, it was so weird. Out of nowhere, after we were just talking about that. I go, that's weird.
I mean, that is kind of random.
And then he goes, and guess who else called me? And I go, who? And he goes, who? My other ex-girlfriend. I go, okay, dude.
Okay, my guy.
Okay, orphan boy. Now you're just
trying. How many exes are calling you?
Now, he's like, in one day. I go, that's crazy.
And then you decided to call me and tell me about it?
Thank you. Thank you, DZ. So I was like, he's trying to make me jealous.
Maybe try to say a little something. Maybe try and be like, yeah, you know.
It's not working, though.
These ladies still
want me. I have to have feelings.
Me.
Once, this is how it always goes. Like, guys will do that kind of stuff to me. I'm like, great, and don't care.
Yeah.
And then when I finally do develop feelings, then it's on.
Then we got problems.
Who called you?
Then you're trying to stab somebody
no,
at Target.
No, she didn't. What?
But what did they say? What did he say
he
they said? What happened?
That she was like, come visit me. Like, I've been thinking about you. So I said, why don't you go? We're friends, right?
We're
so
friends.
I said, why don't you go
you gonna
visit
go
her?
Visit?
I said, why don't you go visit her? He goes, no, absolutely not. And I go, well, then why are we even talking about this? Why is this even a, like, who cares?
Maybe he just wanted to share that information with you because y'all are friends. Well, and he's going, that was crazy.
Well, then he said to me, he said, well, I'm still close with her son because you know he dated her and like she has a but her son's an adult he's like so her son asked me for money which I started laughing and I go so you sent the son money
so you're still kind of connected to her in a way
because
the son
in love with her because you sent her damn kid money like no wonder you got a problem right now
sent
guy.
Her good 20 bucks and she
Stupid.
Thought she's back in the game
she probably did
I swear
and she might be I don't know with this
no.
guy
no well,
so
I
anyway,
guess I don't know
you think he's trying to make me jealous because he asked me if I wanted to he goes well let's hang out this week. I go, okay. And he goes, how about Thursday? I go, okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming we're going to hang out tonight, but I think he's trying. I don't know.
You know, I don't think he's trying to make you jealous, genuinely. And this isn't me trying to spin positivity and be like, girl, don't think like that. No, because if I was like, yeah, he's trying to make you jealous, I'd tell you straight up.
Is he just trying to talk to me about our issues and like with the day?
I think he just enjoys conversing with you. He thought that that was just wild, that two exes call him in one day.
It was kind of wild.
Random.
After the conversation we had had the night before, it was a little weird.
A little strange.
A little strange.
So he's going, get this. We were just talking about just... You know,
crazy
connection,
stuff,
connection, exes, mourning people, and all of a sudden, one
Two
comes back
people.
From the dead.
And then
and
another
hits me.
One.
Right. So he's going, I thought you'd think it's funny. I think
You're
he
right.
is still approaching it with this friendly banter of, you know, hey, these exes hit me up. I still got ex drama. We know you know about that. Relate point.
Mm-hmm.
Also going.
I can relate with the ex drama.
Also going, hey, this is crazy, isn't it? You know what I mean? I'm not going to go hang out with her.
Right.
But just know.
That
she
I
randomly.
Could.
No.
That
no.
I'm wanted.
That'd be petty. Maybe a little bit of crazy that these girls still want me, but I'm really trying to move forward with you.
He didn't say all that, but okay.
It could be implied.
But,
words
but
don't need to say.
I actually agree with you. I don't think he was trying to make me jealous. I think that he, he's texting. He wanted somebody to talk to, and him and I have that dating issue in common. So
you were top of mind as far as you guys having had a very similar conversation just hours before. So he went, who else am I going to tell?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell my random homie at work that don't care about this.
Like, he's going to call sister?
Right.
Or like, who's he going to call?
Like, nah, he's going to call you currently a homie.
Because we were just talking about dating and we're going through that. And him and I are both blunt like that. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, then crisis averted. I'm going to hang out with him tonight and I'm not going to bust his chops and say, oh, you're trying to make me jealous, huh, guy? Huh? I'm going to be really nice and just, because I do think him and I could bond over some of these things.
I agree.
It's like my single friends.
Fully.
We bond over our dating lives when we talk about them. So and I could do the same thing.
I just think it's a little off center for you because it's a male that you're currently bonding with over ex and possible trauma. That might be a little unconventional as far as a potential suitor, as far as somebody you might potentially see. Because right now, you don't see yourself seeing him like that.
I don't see myself seeing anybody right now.
Period.
That's the next problem.
That's it. Well, I don't think that's a problem. I just think that's the moment of life you're in.
It is.
Right?
That's
I don't
true.
Think it's the problem. I just think it's what you're doing.
Somebody texted in, these are so funny, at 414-533-1037. They said, I agree with DZ. He was just bringing it up since it was weird.
Casual.
His exes. And then above that, Tina in Sheboygan Falls said, he's trying to make you jealous! 2 exclamation points.
Tina, bye. Stop stirring the pot.
Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in, I think he's just trying to be honest, and it's pretty coincidental. It is. It was weird that he had two exes who don't live, neither of them even live here. They're two different states.
Oh, really?
Because remember, he moved back.
So it's not like he's about to go see them.
No, they're in different states.
Period.
Yeah.
See, no.
So
even less.
I was like, he's calling me. Listen, he's texting me right now. He said, DZ is so smart and deep.
My guy. Thank you.
You know what? Forget you, orphan boy.
Thank you, OB.
He said he really gets it. I agreed with you, DZ. I don't think Orphan Boy was trying to make me jealous. I think it was a coincidence, but I just wanted to ask everyone,
now,
just in case.
Let's say, had he thrown a little salt in, it would have been like, oh, yeah, you know, she used to do this all the time. Maybe I'll go see her just to appease. Now, jealousy. Had you guys been 4 months deep and actually developing some feelings, maybe jealousy. Right now, that was just a casual conversation between two homies.
Here's a question somebody asked on the text line. Honest question, Allie. If you're not looking for anything, why do you spend so much time on dating apps? I don't, actually. I haven't been on a dating app in months.
Yeah.
I met this guy, what? We went on a double date months ago, DZ.
This was months ago.
Like in the summer almost.
Pre-surgery. This was months ago. Yes.
Wait, he was at my birthday in May.
Yeah.
This is how long ago this was. You guys, I have not been on an app. I deleted almost all of them. I kept Hinge, but I have not been on Hinge. And I'm telling you, 2 months.
Yeah.
Maybe a month. But you know how quick time goes.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I haven't even looked or opened them. I could care less.
This is somebody
so
that you already knew.
I'm not on apps right now. I've known him, and he kind of resurfaced. So that's kind of where that came from.
So what y'all doing tonight? Y'all supposed to
None
be kicking
of your business.
It?
Yeah, you know I'm not telling you.
Y'all going dancing? What y'all trying to do? Let me join.
I'm not telling you.
Me and Aaron are trying
do
to crash.
You come?
Where are y'all going?
None of your business. None of your business.
Tell me
DZ.
Next.
Maybe I will. Fine. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias, DZ. So there's some big changes happening in my house.
Is there? What's going
Very
on?
Very big changes, and it involves food. And you know food is a big part of my story.
Yeah, it is. I know.
I've lost 150 pounds.
Right.
I've kept it off for 7 years. I've had every skin removal surgery, almost all of them. I've had my tummy, my arms, my boobs. I did my butt.
Yeah.
You know, I had all the skin taken off there last
the side,
it's
the
almost,
side.
It's almost been a year since my BBL.
Oh, we are coming up on a year,
mm-hmm.
G. Wow,
yeah,
wow, that rolls fast.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. But I had to make some changes at my house involving food and how we eat.
Was it for the BBL anniversary or no?
No, it was for me and my children.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
well,
we're
then
out
talk
of
that
control.
Talk. Wait.
Everybody's out of control in my house, and
what
let me
you
tell
mean?
You why.
What do you mean?
I mean, our habits have just slowly turned to crap. And I mean, we're eating in our bedrooms.
Oh.
We're not even convening at the table like we used to.
Sure.
You know, my kids are just taking a pizza. I order pizza. They go right to their rooms. I'm like, hold on.
Hold on. Can you
Bring
say,
the pizza back
man,
down.
Say
Don't
grace.
They take the
not
whole
grace,
box and leave.
Know. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is not going well.
Yeah.
And you can see it. Everyone seems like unhealthy in my house. I'm like, something's got to change around here. So I decided we are no longer eating in our rooms. And you should have heard when I told these kids.
Oh, you
no
made it a rule?
Oh, yeah. They lost it. That you would have thought. I looked at them. I go, does dad let you eat in your room? And they go, no. And I go, well, then what's the problem? They go, well, you're different.
Hey,
they do this to me all the time.
The dynamics are different in
they
different
are.
Households, so I get it.
But
I get their pushback, if you will.
You want to know another reason I told them they couldn't eat in their rooms anymore?
Why?
Is because not only does it form horrible habits, they're mindlessly eating while they're on tech.
Sure.
That I know as someone who, you know, has been through my
they
own.
They stay on the game and eat mine. Oh, I've done it myself.
My own food issues, but.
I've gone through a whole bag of chips sitting there like,
easily.
Why did I eat all those Takis, bro? My stomach hurts.
They don't
because
even realize
I was
it.
Yeah, right.
They don't even realize it. But the
you
other
don't.
Reason I said no more eating in the rooms is because their rooms are disgusting. It's like a pigsty in there. I walk in. The other day, I see a Domino's box, a salad bowl with the Caesar dressing in it and nothing else.
And they're
I
from
see
different days.
Diet Coke cans that I did not approve for him to take from me. I was just Halloween candy wrappers.
Uh-huh.
I said, we're done.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
done.
I follow.
We're done. You guys are living like pigs. We're done. And I was like, get it out. And then they're like, Mom, why are you? She's crashing out.
Mom's crashing out again. Rightfully so, though.
So
I actually
I might have
agree.
Crashed out, and I did. And then I snapped and felt bad, which is why I go to therapy and talk about these things. But I was like, dude, I was like, our eating habits. And I told my therapist this, and she goes, well, are you going to stop eating in your bed?
Well,
and I go, dang it, yeah.
Well, because that is important, though.
No,
you can't
is.
Just make a distinction for your kids and then expect you to not live by that same rule. They you lead by example.
I never ate in my bed. I don't even know when this started. It's like we all started.
Oh, you didn't grow up like that?
No. I mean, we were allowed. I think I had food in my room probably as I got older.
Yeah.
But I don't remember having dinner in my... We ate at the table every night. Like, my mom cooked dinner. My dad would pick us up from sports, or me, because it was just me by then. Sisters were out of the house. And I would come home, and then we would sit at the dinner table and eat dinner every single night.
We grew up eating at the table.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
same.
Talking about I had to sneak a snack into the room. Like, having a candy inside my room, one, it wasn't ever really like a rule. I just knew that we didn't do that.
Yeah.
I knew we didn't do
it
that.
It was like a no-no. And I've let these habits go, and now I'm regretting all of it, because we're all making... No wonder this is a horrible habit to start.
I agree.
I should not be letting them eat in their rooms because they're just mindlessly eating. And then they tell me there's no food, but there's plenty of food.
Did it ever occur to you, because it's occurring to me right now, real time, as we're having this conversation. When they're babies, when they're toddlers, we just let them wander and eat anywhere, everywhere, whether it's in the room, whether it's in the kitchen, whether it's in the living room, in the basement,
whatever. You give
them
a snack and they walk around chewing on it.
Exactly.
But that's when they're babies.
Did it ever feel like it stopped, or did you feel like
stopped.
We continued to let them eat wherever?
No, it stops.
Okay.
It stops as they get older. They stop. You know, they come down and get snacks. I don't care. I wouldn't have minded if it just would have been snacks in their room. If they came down, got some popcorn, went up and brought the bowl down. They're not.
They're not.
They're coming down and getting popcorn. They're taking it up.
They're leaving
it in there. They're mindlessly eating.
And then coming down, getting another snack, and then going back up.
And mindlessly eating again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're done.
Yeah.
And so I stopped putting all the garbage. Like, and I didn't have much garbage in my house because I try to eat healthy. But as far as the school snacks, I'll go buy something healthy. They'll eat the whole damn thing in a day. And I'm like, I'm done.
Well, and
I'm done.
Something about you that I think you do really, really well is you have changed your eating habits, but you didn't impose that on your children,
mm-mm.
right? Because we get it. Kids are going to have sugar. Kids are going to like the salty snacks. Kids are going to like the chips.
They're going to go to a birthday party and have birthday cake, and I'm never going to stop that.
They want
know?
Nuggets and stuff like that. They're not going to want the salad all the time.
No.
Right? We got to let kids evolve. And you've done a really great job at letting them be kids and not going, okay, kids, since I'm not eating sugar, neither are you.
But then I crashed out and went nuts because they're eating like crap. And then I feel like, because it is on me.
Yeah.
It is on
me. I agree. It is on
you. If your children are, you know, if they're eating at home and they got weight issues, it's on you, man. Like, and we don't know why, you know, some kids eat for different reasons, but a lot of it's the habits they form and the mindlessly eating. They're not hungry.
No.
So I was like, I told him, I said, listen, I said, you can go up, you know, you cannot eat in your rooms, and you're actually going to realize you're not even hungry half the day.
Mm-hmm.
You're just mindlessly eating because you're playing a game.
What's the next thing that you want to do? Because two questions.
Yeah.
How has this gone, and what's the next thing that you want to do? Because changing one habit is great, but after you form that new habit, you always mentally look for the next thing you want to shift.
That's a good question. I think stopping eating in the bedrooms is one, and then one of the other things I did was I'm meal prepping way more food.
Yeah.
So I'm putting way more healthy food in the fridge. Like, I'm putting chicken in that they can eat all day, and like just things. Hudson is very stickler, but Owen will eat
anything.
If I say it's taco night, he's
tacos.
In.
Tacos.
If I say it's
lasagna.
Colombian night,
he's
in.
What's up?
We went to eat Colombian. Owen wanted Colombian. Hudson wanted a hamburger.
I got excited. I thought you meant we were going to Colombian tonight.
Well, we can. I mean, but you know what I mean? You saw it at dinner. Even.
I did.
One's going to try, and one is, and Hudson's like, I'll have a burger and fries. No thanks.
No thanks.
Yeah. So the thing is, I have a lot of guilt as a mom whenever they have eating issues, and I feel like, you know, we should all know better. So that's stopping with the rooms.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. We're going to stop eating in the rooms, and then I'm gonna just make sure there's already tons of healthy food in the fridge.
There is.
And then they'll tell me there's no food.
They're
like there's apples and oranges and blueberries and cucumbers and salad and chicken breast and salami. No, there's nothing to eat, mom.
I created a Facebook group in seventh grade. It might have been eighth grade that was called There's Nothing to Eat at Home If My Mom's Not There.
She's not cooking.
And I had like 600 people. I had
it.
600 people in the group that I did not know.
Dude.
And there's nothing to eat at home if my mom's not there was the name of the group I created on Facebook.
My friend Shelly has an adult child, Holly. Shout out Holly. And Holly and I were talking one day. She's what, 22, 23. She said, we call them the meals. What did she call it? The meal you have to make with the ingredients at your house. And it was nachos, basically.
Yeah.
That it was chips and cheese whenever it was like, you better figure it out.
What you got left meal.
What you got left
meal. Left is what
figure
we got left.
It out. Like, I don't feel like Owen and Hudson have those skills.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they understand how to just get creative and make nachos if they need something. They're missing that.
If they had ground beef in the fridge and rice in the pantry, they might not be able to figure out the meal to make.
Thank you. It wouldn't click.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
I hear you. But this is part of the evolution. Mm-hmm. And this is one thing that I'm low-key taking mental notes on, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm at a different stage.
You guys eat at the table and stuff, though.
We do eat at the table. But were you 10 years ago, right?
But
as far as like the era that we were at with the kids, what we're doing and how our house is. Because one thing, speaking of habits, you're talking about habits you're looking to change.
Yeah.
One habit we're looking to change is we want to stop being the parents that will always clean after their kids. We're now making them clean up their toys.
That's it.
Oh, you like dumping things out? That's okay.
Pick them up.
That's okay. But
Amen.
You will be the one to pick it up.
I need to make Hudson do that.
And if our living room is a hellhole in the morning, guess what? It's because mom and dad didn't pick up your toys.
Yeah.
You got to do this.
And now it's on you. It's your responsibility. That's good for you guys.
Are we currently winning? No.
Well, you won't.
No,
but
we're not winning.
Stick to it and just be. Somebody said, Allie, you enforce those rules.
For real.
Their future wives will thank you. Anything they do now will likely carry over when they move out. That's true.
Keep changing those habits.
And I did not, it's funny. I talk about this. It's kind of, it's not funny. It's really sad. When they were little, so that let's say 0 and 2, right? Because mm-hmm. I've been a single mom since I was pregnant with Hudson, right? Mm-hmm. Got divorced when I was pregnant with him. And so I just remember sitting at the table with them when they were 0 and 2 and being like, this is so lonely.
This
is
crazy.
Can't talk to you. You're just staring at babies. And
you're at the head of the table keeping two toddlers from choking.
It makes you want to cry because it's just sad. So that's honestly why I stopped eating at the table, because it was lonely. And I was like, what am I going to do? I'm going to talk to babies. I'm already traumatized, stressed out.
You're already going
through
a lot.
Trying to figure out how to raise two kids, mm-hmm. how to be a single mom to a baby and a 2-year-old, depressed, a husband left, sad, overweight. And now I got to sit at a table.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's really sad. It almost makes me want to cry thinking about it because it's sad and it is what it is. So I think that's where we got away from the table. We could come back though.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as changing habits, that feels like that was a habit that was forming a depressive state of looking ahead and looking at, the next 10 years of your life going, I'm going to be doing this by myself. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that could be really hard for somebody. Mm-hmm. So you're going to go, why wouldn't we eat in the living room, watch a little TV?
Staring at, nothing. Nobody can talk to you.
Right.
Sad.
No, I completely follow and agree, bro, but you're out of that. And that's what I want you to
hear. And I need to.
You are out of that.
I
and
need
that
to
is,
come out.
That is so far in your view that you changing this habit is beautiful.
You're right, DZ.
Go back to that table, because the conversations you and those boys are going to have are transformative here moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
The next 10 years or
you're
five,
so right?
Give or
well,
take
this is
whether
why I
they
to
go
take
to college.
Him out to eat to even get him to talk to me, right? And even then it's questionable, but I can do that at home.
I want to say, no, you don't, because you
no,
don't.
No, I don't.
Right? There is McDonald's at home. You don't got to take them out to eat, right? You can
True.
Form those conversations. You can have those bonds. It's going to take time, though. Mm-hmm. Just like I know, I'm going to keep picking up the living room, and so is my wife, because our 2 and our 4-year-old aren't going to listen
so
to us say it.
So relatable. But
you're so far past that, and want you to understand the growth that you've had past that shouldn't make you want to cry. That should make you proud to understand and know that you lived through that and were able to adjust in that moment.
It makes me want to cry because it was such a sad time in my life.
Yes, and I feel you. I hear you.
So I don't think about it much.
No, I wouldn't. Why would you?
But it is part of my story, and it is what it is. It's why
built
I go to
be
therapy,
who you are.
And it's part of my trauma. So
that
anyway,
table is beautiful again, G. That table has babies that love you and that want to talk to you. You just might have to force them a little bit. That's all.
Thank you for making me laugh when I'm already about to cry.
Stop
Thank
it,
Thank you for being a good friend. Thank you for talking me off the ledge. And you know what? You're right. I need to bring them back to the table.
Bro, that
We're ready.
That table's
They're 12
ready.
And 14. They're ready to sit and talk to me.
That table's
right.
ready and so are you. 100%.
Right.
You might not hear it.
Thanks,
you might not
DZ.
Feel it, but listen. And I'll fight somebody that disagrees.
You will?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You know
you
I
hear
fight.
That?
You know I fight good,
hear
too.
Hear that?
Hey, listen, you know I got hands. Allie, I got hands.
I know. Okay, I'm going to take your advice, and I'm going to start eating at the table with them, and even if they complain, which they're going to do.
That's fine.
And then I'm going to crash out.
Yeah, we'll crash out again.
And then I'm going to make make dinner again, and then I'm going to crash out.
And then we'll apologize, and we'll crash out again. This part of parenting, G. That table is ready.
Thanks, DZ. I appreciate you. All right. Habits changing in my house. I'm done. Goodbye. Sometimes we have conversations off the air. We got to bring this on the air. I'm glad the song was ending. Perfect timing. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Now, back to what we were saying off the air.
G.
DZ looked at me and goes,
guess how much I paid for air the other day?
Why did you pay for air?
Air, well.
Wait, okay, wait. You have an air pump.
We have an air pump, correct. We don't have
tires.
Our air pump currently for the car, yes.
Aw, dang it, I needed it.
We got a portable air pump. My wife, y'all know she's a teacher. One of her coworkers had a flat.
Okay.
And this was maybe 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
So Aaron, just being a good Samaritan, good coworker, was like, hey, take the air pump. I'm not going to wait around for you to fill your tire.
Oh.
Take the air pump, bring it back. Great. Whenever. Whenever hasn't happened yet. They still got the air pump, but he still got it. So I don't know when
Can
he's bringing it back.
Can you ask her to ask him? No, I'm not even kidding.
I've already told her to ask him for it back.
Listen to this, and then I want you to tell me why you paid for air. I got in the car with the first day it got cold, like 2 weeks
Chilly.
Ago. And my tire thing came on. It was like, you are at
low
32.
Pressure.
And I'm like, yeah, 32 is fine. And then I'm like, it'll go up. And so the next day it got warm. It went up to 33, 34. It's back down again now to 31. So I thought, all right, I'm playing with fire. I don't put air in my tires because I have flattened two tires trying to put air in my tires. I'm traumatized. We've talked about this
on
the show.
I've gone with you to the gas station to put air in your tires.
I even called my ex-husband one time to meet. That's how desperate I was. Okay, you guys? So anyway, so what I needed was you. I finally said, I'm going to ask DZ to bring his air pump tomorrow to help me put some air in these, just pump them up before it gets cold
just
again.
Just to top them off.
So I really do need you to tell Aaron to tell that guy I need the, what?
Well,
air
I'll
pump
tell her again.
Give it back.
I'll tell her again because.
I'm acting like it's mine.
Because the other day, man, her
Come
tire
on.
Was low again, and I'm going, dog, what is going
wait,
on?
Wait, wait, wait. Oh, is this why you paid? So her.
So her, her tire was low.
Somebody else has her air pump. And
somebody else has my wife's air pump. So I went.
No.
Got my wife's car.
No.
Went and got air. And when I got to the gas station, I went, oh, man, cool. Let me grab the quarters out of the cup holder. I grabbed $1.50 in quarters because I knew inflation, no pun intended on the air. Inflation,
yeah.
I was like, it's going to be like $1.50.
Yeah.
Wrong. Had to go back to the car.
You're kidding me. How much
for
was the air?
For another $1.50. It was $3 for some dang air to get in my car tires. $3.
$3 for air that we breathe in. You're kidding me.
$3. I almost went to the store and bought a bike pump off the principal alone.
You're kidding.
Gee, I spent $3, and I know air is free at some gas stations, but it wasn't near me. The gas station that has the free air ain't in my area, as we've all talked about recently. So I'm sitting there grabbing coin after coin after coin after coin to put $3 inside of this air machine.
I cannot believe that I put you
12,
had to pay for air when you own an air
quarters.
Pump.
12 quarters. I got to waste my Aldi quarter
Dang
now.
Dang it.
I had to waste my Aldi quarter.
I just messaged. You know what? Fine. I'm going to call somebody else. So wait a second. So you don't have the air pump.
I don't got the air pump.
And you paid for air.
And I paid for air the other day. Yes. So I can't help you right now. We're going to have to buy an air pump, or somebody else is going to have to bring a portable compressor or
well,
something.
Well, that's what I'm doing next. Now I'm going down the list of our coworkers, and I'm like, yo, who has an air pump?
You
because,
know?
Ed. I was just hitting up our IT guy, Ed the IT guy.
I was just about to
because
say.
Because he said he always carries
yep.
one.
And
so
he
I
has
messaged.
A motorcycle, too. So it's imperative that he keeps a little air pump on.
Really?
Yeah, usually it's a good to go kit for bike riders. Yeah. Some do, some don't. Smart ones do. He should
He's
have
riding
one.
Back. I can see the bubbles.
Either him or the truck guy, Shannon. He might have a portable air pump.
Shannon's my neighbor too.
Sometimes trucks have portable air compressors
You're
connected.
You're kidding me.
Well, a lot of these trucks are work trucks for these cats. So they retrofit them, they do them all custom and all these extra bells and whistles with the unlimited packages. Some people got straight up air compressors in the back of their truck hooked up.
Ed said, nah, I'm in Madison today. I said, whatever. We didn't want you on the air anyway.
He sucks
That's
anyway.
What I wrote back.
Don't nobody want to talk to you anyway,
he
bum.
Said, yeah, sure.
You bum. Go fix.
I didn't
don't
need
go
your
fix
air
IT
pump
stuff.
Anyway, Ed.
In Madison. No. Don't nobody
Dang
want
it.
You here.
Okay,
no
so
way.
Wait, are you real? Is it?
I'll text Aaron right now and say we need
text
you text her
chat.
Too. You text our group
She's
chat.
She's been texting the group chat this morning about our other topic, so I'm going to be like, let me Siri this.
You text
hey,
our
Aaron.
Group chat. Yes.
Hey Aaron, tell the guy who has your air pump to bring it back because now I have flat tires and I need it. Love you. Bye.
Thank you.
I love you. Bye. Meant that was. Oh wait.
No.
Wait. Hold on.
No. You don't. No. You
thank
don't got to. No.
From
no. You don't got to say thank you.
And your husband.
No. I was saying thank you because then I didn't have to text
her.
I was saying you thank you on the side.
I sent it. It's too late.
No. dang it.
Thank you from me and your husband. I said, shoot. You're on it, DZ. You're on that chat. Don't worry.
I didn't want to be. I wanted that to be y'all group chat, bro. I want to be out of it.
See, and then she's going to think, they're going to think we're up to something. Like, we're just trying to get it back, but we're making up a story. But I genuinely need your air pump.
Yeah.
Nobody else has one.
Air and pump? I don't need one in my car, bro. Our tires run flat. So, anybody got air pump? Air pump?
Shannon, do you have an air pump?
Electric air pump?
Or you have an air pump?
We don't need to buy it. You don't need to buy one. We just got to borrow it.
Air pump?
30 seconds. That's all it takes.
Oh, my God.
Nobody?
Sports guys are good for nothing.
Who got an air pump?
I just looked in the sports station. I go, you got an air pump? They go, no. And I went, never mind.
They suck.
Forget y'all. Bye. Well. Look who wants to be on the air. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Actually, I want them on the air.
Ooh.
Should we start with my secret admirer, or should we start with Mike and Waukesha?
Oh, I mean, I think first things first.
Oh, you would. Yeah. Hey, John and Mequon.
Hey, Nicky John. What up, Nicky John?
What's up, DZ?
Hey.
What up, Papa?
By the way, third day in a row this guy's called in. He's on his way to a theme song.
It is day three.
Yeah, you're on your way, John.
On the way to a theme song, so, maybe a day.
I was just taking DZ's advice, that's all.
Which is what? Keep calling?
Oh, no. He said I should get my own theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're doing that. Okay, well, 3 days in a row, I thought maybe you were going to call and say you were going to come put air in my tires and save the day, but I guess not. Thanks, John.
Ooh,
have a good day.
Missed opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, John.
I'll be on the way, girl.
No,
I got DZ.
Just to make
Bye.
Her blush during the day, that's all.
She's blushing right now. How'd you know?
This guy. Dang it, John.
Oh, I'm sure.
We can
Only
never
if
meet
she
now.
Knew, right?
It's going to be so awkward if we ever meet.
This guy, I swear we're going to see him in person.
You know, I honestly don't know that, you know, if we did meet, it would be probably just as awkward as you say, because we probably would be like freezing each other.
He said,
really?
Wow. Oh, you guys would be stuck in each other's presence.
John, how old are you?
This man got game.
Hey, I already told you that.
I don't remember.
Oh, dang.
I forgot how old you were, too. I think you're mid-30s, though, if I remember correctly.
Mid-30s? I have no idea.
Late 30s?
Negative. Come on, DZ. I told you, too. You were on the air.
I told you. I forgot, too. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
John, we don't remember what we did. You know what? Mike and Waukesha will remember.
Wait, no.
He's on the phone.
He's older than you are.
Hey, here's a good one.
Is he?
Do you remember how tall I was? I told you yesterday.
You said 5'11", which made me think you were lying, because all guys that say they're 5'11 are really shorter, and they're trying to push 6 feet.
No.
5'11".
That's the same thing women say about men's shoe size.
Okay, John.
This guy's good. This guy's good.
Yeah, he is, but he still hasn't put air in my tires.
And he still hasn't earned his theme
song.
Until then,
bye, Daddy.
Happen. I hung up on him. I did it.
I love it when you hang up on him, dude. It's so funny.
You called him Daddy. I didn't know what else to do.
Dude,
I panicked.
I don't know. I panicked, too. Let's go to Mike and Waukesha. We're talking about air in your tires, by the way. Not my relationship with John and Mequon.
Hey, Daddy.
Which is a pretend affair over here. By the way, I shouldn't have let Mike hear that. Mike has a friend for me, too, dude.
Oh, man. We got too many
friends.
He's gone
now. He's off the market now.
You waited too long, Allie.
He has a girlfriend?
Well, somebody he's trying to be
fine,
respectful.
He's gotten serious with someone else.
Fine. I will not text him back.
Wow.
Since I didn't.
You weren't going to anyway.
You didn't. Mike?
Don't hang up on me. Don't hang up. We're all cool.
No, we cool.
Don't hang up on me.
We cool, Zaddy.
Listen, I texted with your friend like 3 times, and he was so nice, but I just don't have the... You see, I'm not dating anyone. I don't have the umph, dude. I don't have it in me right now, dude.
That's all good. You
could be coquettish, you know what I'm saying,
nothing about
and not
your friend.
Be all layered all
It
thick.
Was nothing about your friend. It was anyone who came at me. I cannot.
Yeah.
I just don't have the mental capacity to date someone right now. So anyway.
But anywho.
Anywho. So about airing our tires...
Yeah, go on Amazon and buy this little pump I'm driving. I'll read you the letters. Ready? AST.
Wait,
hey, hold on.
Slow A-S-T. Down. I'm not on Amazon yet.
I am. AST.
Oh, wait, yeah, go on.
ROAI. I don't know how you say it. It's clearly not made in America. But, like, when we moved our shop, like, I had, like, a huge compressor in our garage. And I was
What's
like, oh, yeah, this is cool. Oh, all of a sudden we moved
Astro
and I needed air in my tire.
Type Astro
I like,
AI.
I got no
wait,
tools.
Is this the one?
Asteroid.
This is like a walkie-talkie and you just stick it on the, you don't even.
Yeah, and it plugs into your cigarette lighter or your outlet at home.
So you
and
can
it's got a little
charge
thing, and you just
it.
Click it
it's
on and go. It's like
$40.
There's a bunch of different styles. They got a $50 one, a $30 one,
I'm
a $20
one. $30 one. Buy the $30, $40
wait,
one, whatever. They're all junk. They're all made somewhere else.
They're all junk. Mike, listen.
It's all the same parts, but they work.
You could buy a cheap one at Ross for like $5
you
probably.
You guys, it's 40% off right now.
Oh, we're buying it.
So I'm buying it right now. I am add to cart.
And you can do in-store pickup. It's probably going to be ready at the one off 108th.
Oh, you're saying
now you can
get
fill
it now?
Up daddy's tires for him, the other dude.
See, now we hang up on you, Mike.
Goodbye, Mike.
No, I was trying to help y'all.
Fair. Oh, okay, fair. You know what?
What's funny? I got like people that recognize me now that like I used to, like I got quite the fan club when I call in on here.
Do you now, man? Mr. Milosh.
My neighbor lady, she's real cool. She listens to you guys too. Shout out, Megan. And she says the other day when I'm on, she texts me and my wife with a laughing emoji. It says, Mike and Waukesha's on the radio with a laughing emoji. And then Bulldog texts me and says, Mike and Waukesha needs to get back to work.
Yeah. Bulldog is his wife, by the way,
Bulldog's
everybody.
His wife.
Bulldog Bridget is his wife, so that's even funnier. Well, Mike, you know, that's what happens. You're on the radio, and we got a lot of listeners, and you start to realize a lot of people are listening, man.
Said, Milosh Metalworks is on the map,
great.
Baby!
Well, I want you to know, listen, I got good news amongst all of this. My tire inflator will be delivered between 4 and 8 a.m., everybody, so let's
you
just
got it delivered?
Yeah.
No!
Why wouldn't I get it delivered?
Because you could go pick it up right now.
How low is your tire, too? Is it really low?
It went to 31 this morning, and that was the lowest it had been.
Your PSI is probably
like... You can roll
like,
with that until your pump comes in. Forgive relying on somebody else.
Your PSI is probably 50, 51. You know what
50?
I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's like 30. We've had this discussion before. I think it's in the 30s, and you said it's like 50.
It should be 50.
What is yours?
You got an SUV. My tire pressure is 50. Mm. 51, if I'm not mistaken.
My truck is 80, and my lawnmower is 6. So
yeah, the bigger the tire. The bigger the tire, the more PSI, pounds per square inch is what PSI means for anybody that don't know.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. I did not know that.
Pounds per square inch. 51 pounds per square inch is the amount of air that should be in my tire. Your tire, thinking about it, if you got, you might have smaller
tires.
This
says 35. It's 35. I knew it was 30. It was in the 30s.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
Fill it up all 35. The way to the max.
Yeah, especially when it gets cold.
Go like 5 below the max, or well, whatever. Maybe your car's newer and nicer than the junk I have.
Well, it's a 2026, but because remember I got rid of the car. My lease was up.
It's probably got to be within like 2 or 3 pounds for that tire sensor. But if you fill it all the way, don't do that, because when you drive, your tire gets hot and it expands the air because the air heats up. So you don't want it.
You are amazing with the knowledge you have, Mike.
We need a segment for Mike to just tell us all the knowledge he holds, from business to cars to air.
It'll be a short-lived segment. There's not as much up there as you think.
We don't need much. We just need a sponsor, baby.
Ooh,
that's it.
Somebody said, "Oh, Mike, get back to work."
I think that was Bulldog. Oops. Now we're all in Mike. Trouble.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.